하나 먹이는 건 아니에요.
Because I was also going to put stuff on it. Let's see. Let me think about the whole thing. Because I'm going to put it on it.
Okay. So let me try to help.
That one was too big. The one I was always carrying. This one is much more. Convenient.
This one I got.
Catherine, I got my money before you, so I bought. But it's really nice. You have a nice museum. Mm-hmm. You should be proud.
We haven't actually seen the museum. We still have to do our guided tour, but the garden is beautiful.
They are.
You were saying that that was a back apron?
Yeah, it's a back apron. Meaning that it will have a partner, which will be called front apron.
Which is normally smaller.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I think we then also have some of those.
Because this one has to be a little bit big. You know they have these big assets, so it has to come a bit.
This morning, and
the computer on. And I was saying the missing of the hairs here indicates that before the skirt was collected was in some use, regular usage.
Or maybe even where the skirt was, there might have been an attack of mold.
These are from usage. As you can see, like I've seen it physically.
But also the museum, we had a problem, Ghana mold. We even got funding from American Embassy. And most of the stuff is now like this because of that. The hairs just start falling off.
Yeah, but and I think the pattern of it, as Scobie is saying, it looks like it's gone in the place of where it was
from. From where it was.
Yeah, around the side.
And these are from the wooden pegs when you dry the skin when it's still raw before any processing. And interestingly, they've left them and they look like some form of decoration.
It does. And I mean, you've said back apron. But what would you really call it?
it's a skirt.
It's a skirt. It's a skirt, but we'll call it apron because it's not a full skirt, kind of. This is just a part for the back, and there's a part for the front.
But properly apron is something that...
But that's how we've been documenting it, even at the museum. We call it front apron.
Yeah, but we're thinking maybe... Because, I mean, a back apron...
I know that.
It doesn't make any sense.
What is it could be. Maybe it's because the documentation was done by outsiders. Maybe we should, like they're saying, Runa really contextualize it to Kahari Bita and Katengon. I don't know. Bari, Imbo, Nibem Baba, the clothing.
Yeah, what do you know it to be called?
I'm saying at the museum we also call it apron, but the documentation was done by, we were assisted by this. Swedes or Swedish?
Yeah.
No, what do you know it to be called?
So maybe they were just translating it to English. Now I'm trying to say maybe if we asked here locally, we could get something that is much more...
That's when Swiss don't speak English. And you see, we had them documenting our things in English, not
exactly,
in Swedish.
Exactly, you understand
you
what
see
I mean
how
now.
Lost we are. Now you see what you are dealing with.
Well, that's
but also in Setswana, this would be called a mutika.
Electricity.
I hope you didn't blow your computer.
We hope I have blown it.
Get up, get
Good God.
What?
You
don't
let
But hopefully you've got one of those boxes that stops
them. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get we'll talk to people in
Mutika.
Mutika. That's a KG. Yeah, something like that. He put an eye there.
But also, you know, like you're saying, just because it's always in Europe been called a back apron doesn't mean we need to call it a back apron.
Yeah.
If skirt, if you think skirt is a better English equivalent, then we can go with skirt.
I think the problem is
because
explaining how it is used, it's a back skirt maybe and a front skirt because it's worn in two pieces.
Okay.
Hey, this one just covers up to here.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
The other one would be smaller, like roundish in front.
Yeah.
So maybe we could just say skirt instead of apron, but back skirt and front skirt, I don't know.
We've got time to think about it, but these are the kind of issues, one of the things we're really interested in.
Or even ask locals and find out how it works.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, these are research issues.
I'm thinking of the guy who was ambassador.
Sokhum.
Sokhum.
What, do you think you'll know anything?
I don't know. He made me drink wine, that guy.
And this might be like a goat skin, if I remember well.
Okay.
And then the interesting thing is that this was a kind of...
Oh, thank you so much.
...turned and finished in a different fashion. And here they left the hairs on as some form of decoration. And then again, it will maybe indicate the status of the person who owned it, or maybe the age. This one is more simple.
Which was it? Is that number four at the bottom there?
Yeah,
number four, it's a more simple version. But it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
And again, on the edge, you have the...
Oh, can you open for us to see the objects while Scobie is talking? Okay.
They're the same.
Let me just...
Okay. Fine. Okay, now it's facing him.
Yeah, maybe see him. I think he... Okay.
But we'll make sure you have proper access to this before we go. However we have to do it.
For tying the skirt around your waist. And again, they still left these things.
Hmm. The holes from the pegs.
From the pegs.
But is this from Basaro?
No.
Because there was also stuff from Bakalanga which I couldn't even recognize. This leather way.
Before the calico cloth spread wide, Bangwato and many other Tswana tribes in southern Africa were using leather. Again, this is the same thing. Back skirt.
This one is nice, decorated.
Yeah, I like these inserts. They're very pretty.
We have some close-ups of those inserts as well, which on here, which we can look at.
Because also,
later.
If you say apron, Scobie, and someone sees this, they'll be thinking, why is it?
That's what I have in mind.
Shoemaker.
Like,
shoemaker, sometimes they'll have this leather thing, tying it up to
And again, these aprons that we use, like, in the
kitchen. Exactly.
So that's what, you know... Okay.
No, it is the Swedish doing things in the English way, and... We just have to localize it, domesticate it properly.
This is an interesting. I like it, the way you laid it.
Oh, there's also with that number there. There's an index somewhere. Maybe it will be interesting to see what they've called it.
Yeah,
we need to go through these very carefully because they're not good descriptions. This is what
I remember. We.
So we can see what they've written, and then we are adding, I think, for purposes of the
edition. It says heart of shield-shaped cloak.
From animals.
And it doesn't indicate what it is used for.
It says it's a cloak.
Cloak would mean...
Yeah, kesikutana in that case, if that is so. But again, it's...
But there were things here. Huh?
Yeah, it looks like... I don't know if it's just that's for tying it around maybe. Your...
The front skirt.
I think it's quite large.
It's large for a front. If anything, it can go...
You mean it's the back.
Yeah.
If anything, it could be.
Okay.
So this is off R7.
And this is some kind of decoration because it's meant to flip back like here. Now I don't know if it's from, if it's a skirt or a cloak like they're saying.
I guess maybe that's why I'm asking if there are some elderly people who could recognize some of this stuff.
You're going to be disappointed.
Hmm.
Don't pin your hope on... Yeah, because one... As we grow old, we die, we nan, we know that.
Mm.
Yeah, so there has been a lot of that.
Mm.
And a few who could remember are all gone.
We could also try...
I'm not saying we will...
The old men in Palape, Wabubele. Maybe you will also recognize some of the stuff. Free man.
How old is he? Probably he was born like...
No, he's old.
He is old, but then...
And
but then
probably he's from 18. Right?
Yeah, but...
Get it from the name. Also. He's free man. From the colonial times.
We don't lose...
And him. Our mission is to decolonize the collection.
But he was born. He might be, you know, have been born here and he might...
But no, but we just want him to...
No, we'll do it. We'll do all those. Well, no, I'm not... I'm just...
It
looks like
this
theater pigeon.
It looks like what?
This hitch behind that my sisters have from this area. Honestly, if you put the body here.
Yeah, that was quite big enough to cover their things. Yeah,
so you don't know if this is a cloak or a back
apron? It could be either. Yeah. Because even some today you find some shape like this.
So now we should.
Across here is 1.60 meters from here to there is 1.60 meters, and from here to here is 1.20 meters.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm saying it's a very big.
That might give guidance like to some elderly people, because now I used to think mutikha hora lipeka hela wa bana.
Yeah, mutikha ke hon mona.
Because if you say apron, now I'm thinking like something, an apron that you protect your
clothes. But these ladies also would have a very small waist.
And then,
but
okay,
then the other part.
Do you have somewhere you are recording, Mina? Mutikhale motati, if you can remember, okay. Motati.
What does motati mean?
I remember that as part of our attire, women's attire. I don't know if it's a cloak, but it's something made out of leather.
Motati.
Mm. Motati, yeah.
M-O-T-A-T-I.
Yeah, exactly.
But these long makhabis, I get banaka na for
elderly. Yeah, okay. You are surprising me as women, Botswana women. Our way was that girls grow and grow, and you still be a girl up until that time when now you are old enough to marry. That's when you be moving from the girl's attire to what is known as a women's attire. So to avoid anything, they would be, you know,
a little bit longer.
Yeah, as a little girl, you wear makabinyan, and then it become like they'll be looking at that, you know, your breasts are growing, so they give you long makabis. You should know that.
Okay. No, I've only seen, when we grew up, it was only. The small ones who were using makhabi, which was fairly short. Exactly.
Makhabi.
Makhabi.
M-A-K-K-G-A. K-B-E.
M-A-K-G-A-B-E.
You can spell this one. I think we got it from... We got it from the English.
Yeah, if you hear it, it's just transliterated.
She's Zimbabwean also, so
she's Zimbabwean.
Zambia's Look at these guys.
Next time now you'll be saying you are Mutswana, you are no longer.
So, no, because so, I remember you said that, and I was going to say Murubanje to you.
So this is eight or nine.
The same Makhabi. Mm.
So, what are we calling this? A skirt again? A front skirt?
What is it called, man?
Makhabi normally is not front. It just covers the whole. Oh no, but for young girls, yeah, also it could cover the front. Yeah. It could cover the front. They didn't mind much about.
Your people, and call it a kilt of some sort.
Kilt of some sort.
A girl's kilt.
But a kilt goes all the way around.
All the way around, yeah. Mm.
And it's for men?
It's for men.
But there's some documentation there. What is written there?
Little girls.
No, some of the stuff
aprons.
You pick.
So they've got the age wrong, so they're saying little girls.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you're saying it's towards puberty. And
because the little girl who didn't matter, just covering the part and leaving the other.
And well, again, we need to check how big it is. Did you see that one in Brighton? Do you remember? Did you see this one when you were in the UK?
Yeah.
So the warehouse.
Yeah,
but look at the label.
How big they are.
We can tell a little bit from the label.
Well, we've got the measurements. I just need to find them. Sorry.
So in fact, it's not that big.
So which number are we on? Nine. So
it's eight and nine. The number.
It's nine.
But eight is the same.
Can I need? I said four.
So it's only about 30 centimeters long.
And comparing it to eight.
Eight is a bit longer. Eight is 51 centimetres, so that's quite a bit longer. Mm. And both
so
are about 20
bigger girl.
Yeah. That's interesting.
This one is for carrying the things for the hunter.
Mm.
This one?
Mm. When they're hunting a girl, they have this like pouch for
it's
balls.
It's an arrow quiver.
Yeah, for arrows.
No, it says
it's a bag.
Because bag I want one steady.
No, they put it by the shoulder here. Then they have
the catalog's
things.
Totally wrong.
Hey. What do they
say? Corn bag sack.
Corn?
Mm. No.
But I don't know going to.
It's not. It's for slinging here. Even if you go
that's
to...
That's what Kuru, the label says.
No, it's wrong.
So
it's wrong. It's up to us to...
I took it for an arrow quiver.
Again, it's quite large.
If you see the pictures,
but the
Masara.
The bow back, because I mean, I know the ones.
Can there's something like. There's something smaller. And only the tip of the arrows.
Mm-hmm.
They have small ones. And then this one is bigger, it has the arrows. Then they take that smaller one and insert it inside.
Mm.
We have them in the collection at the museum. Hey. But also there are, I don't know if there are basaras around here, because if you go to Kuru, they will tell you. But also if you see their pictures when they are running, they always have this the basara.
Concept.
No, that one is wrong. They didn't know anyway, they were correct.
It's about 73 centimeters long, according to this.
73.
Normally, you'd to have a complete arrow quiver, you'd need a root of an acacia tree, which you will make hollow by removing the center part, and then you remain with that tube, which will be what you fit in here, which I think helped to achieve this.
Sometimes the
material.
Yeah, so that's where you contain your
so that it doesn't damage the leather.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I think it's from some small bag.
Like,
you can see the hooves.
Like
you
sugar cane.
Yeah.
We didn't remove the hooves.
What I've seen at the museum, it's like little like sugar cane, because it's a little bit thick, but then it's hollow inside. The explanation that you are giving. And then go at the end, they put leather, they kind of sew some leather up in there to close. And even
in Setswana, what is it called? outside the term mutsitsan.
Maybe in Sisawa.
Mutsitsan.
In Yone Home.
In the Arrow Quiver.
Okay,
mutsitsan.
I think after selecting some of the staff, yeah, it will be worth going to Kuru. There's the Abasawa there, there's a man called Kriha.
The thing is now, both are going to give terms in their language.
They're going to give,
and we are trying to get the Setswana terms.
But I agree, these are Basarwa objects.
These are not Basarwa objects. These are collected from Baha Mangwato or Batswapung. Here,
Baha Mangwato have a lot of Basarwa.
The ones which are labeled, there are a few which are labeled Bushmen. But very few, most are labeled Tswana.
There are a lot of Basara within Bangwat. It's a fact.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
And if you are trying to get a Setswana name for something that belongs to Baroti or something.
But this is we are looking back how many years ago is this?
Over 130 years. Yeah.
Basara
galukhu sideline. Yeah.
Maybe it was old in 1890.
Yeah.
We don't know how.
Yeah, because in the photos.
And back then, we were just like Basara. We were making things out of leather. We were making crude belts like this and taking pride on that. You see?
Is that a belt? People,
yeah, it's a belt. With a little pouch.
So, what is that?
What are they calling?
Skin bullet pouch in the form of a girdle. So yes, it goes around. Yeah. Although again, belt is maybe better than girdle.
And only a Mwato or some kind of Motswana will have a dream of having something like, because they've seen the white man and I've carried a gun for him.
No problem.
So next thing when I go home, I try to fashion, make my own.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to call that, Tswana?
It has a multi-purpose, I think,
and
also for putting things inside.
Now, very good you use that term. This is something that we didn't have in our tradition, and even when it was introduced, I don't think we ever bothered ourselves to come up with a term.
I think it was just somebody's innovation.
So it has been given a bastardized English name. We just call it Lebante.
Lebante.
From the belt, yeah.
Oh, le bande. Mm. Le bande?
Le belt. Le bande.
Tente. Pelletele.
Le bande, B-A-N-T-E.
But what about the
T-E? Le bande.
What about the other purpose? Unless if le bande is just the caption, and then when there's some mukwalo yana kotlas, you explain further to encompass the other purpose, yahutsenya things inside.
Hey, no, I carry it like Nohobi, it's a hunting belt. So, carry le bande la letso.
If you put in the word hunting, it could.
Hey. No, the caption
means something.
The caption says that. For putting your little, in those little silver balls and gunpowder.
Okay.
No, but I think we'll keep 12, on consulting for authentication, because you don't want to put something there and then Neil or some experts come and say, no, but this is...
No, we will. We will.
Yeah. Conical woven grass hat with four vertical bands of black.
It is
just with grass, and that's quite useful.
But what is in there? Yeah. I said the Sotho. I'm thinking of Basotho. Our people knew about the Basotho.
I don't know.
Mm. Or probably it was a gift.
They said hat, take it.
Yeah, it's a hat.
Or maybe some refugees from there have come. Hey.
Maybe.
Why?
Because normally our people don't make hats like this.
Normally we are talking about what we know from today. Again.
Of course.
Ribu Aseris is in Umpia.
But then,
if you look at movement, people were not as mobile as they are today. Hakehani, I'm not disputing the fact that some might have gone to the mines and met Basotho or Janjan, but
But again, all these people migrated from South Africa.
The fact that our people could also come up with this.
But again, I'll be thinking maybe they could have maybe continued, you know, with this kind of place.
How many of these have we seen? That's still what we can say there was a continuation.
But at least the bows and arrows,
That is why Winani is giving them to Basara, and a lot of us will say this is a Basara material because our people never continued with that. As soon as they tasted the white man's clothing, they dumped everything.
Historians normally take a very comfortable position when there's something like this. They'll just indicate that they had, and also that probably borrowed, so that they are not committing again.
Yeah, kind of those historians, they have their reasons.
Just to indicate to you that the Basutu have a similar
item
thing.
14.
Because they are the
winnowing basket. This is still used.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but
listen,
you still find a few people who can.
Even though today the innovations are
somebody was telling me that the one in the collection.
Let me show you something I got
resin to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
That this one was covered in like a tree resin,
mm-hmm.
so that it didn't rot so quickly. I haven't seen the object, but.
It would be treated with that some kind of resin or raisin or. You'd smear.
Cowder.
What? Cowder, Mulusalo.
Little than it's a gym. Holy pen, get a man anyway.
Ronaga Panor Tassa Sekana, because once it's Tassio Mulusalo, I see good to go to Cabolo.
It's gonna be
Sicilian.
And then later, I was the word is gonna make you only like a few bugs to paint the hair.
Look at what I found in
like
the mall.
Oil paint.
And we bought for the collection.
Yes.
Because these are new designs and new innovations.
So, what's the
last
one?
2 weeks back.
It's a winnowing basket, and it's called.
But this is like traditional stuff.
And do people still use them locally?
They
still use them.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're still being used. Okay. Though not much, but you still find.
And people make them here as well.
And I have one in there. Where were we just eating? Just by the table or by the wall? I forgot.
Yeah, but you don't winnow with it.
sometimes I do Dobby. She knows Dobby.
Yeah.
And I do the peanuts and I use it.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Interesting. You can get rid of the chaff. Hey.
But now I've just have it on the wall. But Dobby, the ones that you should have now is this beautiful one for walls decorating. Because we don't use Dobby.
You get it.
Hey.
Dear colleagues from far away, this is where our domestic utensils are going, decorating walls.
When you come to Odi,
they may not even like know how to use some of these things, because to some of us they belong to the wall.
When they're like this, it's nice to decorate with, but those ones are really just.
Yeah, beads. I don't know what these were used for, really.
I thought they looked foreign to me.
Ornamental.
Like maybe something sabo de mbukushu.
A women's way for around the waist?
Aha, yeah. You see, I wanted that to come out. Yeah.
Hey, hulu,
no. Isn't it?
Sadi, no.
Ah, no.
Moba sadi.
Thick for.
Maybe then I would say, it's very sexy. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, good.
How so can you say to Rubo Nia?
What's the name?
Hey.
Hey.
The bulk.
It was nice.
The bulky, and I would have thought, get some.
Please, Lina, last one.
Kiss it, Dibar.
Eh.
Sebara Saliteka, then, if it's.
Yeah, please, Mulele.
Sebaliteka.
I'm just thinking that Sebara.
No, you are right. You are not thinking. That's how it would be described.
Sebara would be like bit. Sebaha, yeah.
Sebaha is bead.
No, string of beads. Yeah.
Not an H.
Sebaha.
G-H-A.
No. A G instead of that H. Yeah. Sa. Sebaha.
Sebaha.
Yeah, Sebaha. Sa. Sa noka o letega. Do you say letega or no?
Then, yeah. Letega.
The letega, not knock.
Letega. Yeah.
Waste.
It's waste. Waste bead or beading. I don't know. But then, when you learn more habits, so they are going to make up for them. Has since the whole month. Even if you are
it's from pretty, a this one,
family that is well off, yeah, you would have more.
Again, nearly on a Kenya to try and achieve that Coca-Cola bottle figure. Yeah.
Hey, shaping the waist.
And like I was saying,
waist trainer.
The sister from, especially amongst the Bamako, they do have that steatopygia, which they borrowed from their Khoisan grandmother, even though they are in denial.
Yeah. But the tradition never.
It would sit there nicely. Mm. You could have something to hold it.
And then, because you could even put a baby here, and the baby will just sit.
Yeah.
And as you walk, it moves, and
No, it was
actually
sexy.
Encourages that, like she was saying, sexy. That kind of.
Because if you started looking for suitors, the parents would make sure that you have this, because it really makes the.
I think it's the same thing.
But what is written on the documentation there? Because I'm sure it's going to help Rachel and Helen
beaded ornament
to correct
and
their
ostrich eggs, shells, and seeds.
A ring.
11 strings of beads joined together with a leather tie. It doesn't say.
It doesn't say what it was used for.
Well, as it does say it's Kalanga.
Mm-hmm.
As Well, it says Makalaka, but
I really don't know much.
You know, the Urawa collective as far as...
No, not even from the roads. Even from Gamiland, he collected.
Yeah. But the people in Swapong, where he also collected, it's mixed pedi, kalanga.
Yeah.
But then again, like today, the people who deal with these ostrich eggshells are mostly Basasa.
No, there was a lot of trading. I was telling them about the Mupani tree. Because my grandmother used to tell me that when the leaves start changing to yellow, they used to call it Mbuza Bakwa. Bakwa is Basarwa. The Basarwa see when the trees are, they come to the Kalanga for trading.
Oh.
To get corn when they far their stuff too. Okay. So that's how they got
this. It's not only Basarwa who made ostrich eggshell out of thing. I think beads out of ostrich eggshells. Even some Bantu people practice that.
I don't dispute that. I don't have a problem.
Huh? Yeah, Kirari, like, let's... Tatahanyani, which is an Iron Age settlement, you find some ostrich eggshell thing, beads on the surface, where you find potsherd and iron slags and other materials, showing that these people did that and made those.
Which hill is Tatahanyani?
But also
right here.
This one.
Yeah. So
you'll take the Johan and
before everything, because it looks like now we start working,
we started
do
working.
The familiar recession.
I don't think we even
planned
it.
We just as soon as you saw the objects, we were.
So what's the Kalanga word for this? This
Ndalama is just beads.
Ndalama.
Maybe they will be explaining that it's Ndalama for this or Ndalama for that.
How did you relay the necklace in the Ndalama? Okay.
Ndalama. I get around Ndalama would be
Ndalama,
Murana Talama. And still, how did you relay Nara Talama?
No, Honali Ndalama, Sebaha, Waharlohan.
So
but I really don't mind some of the, because I just believe in just checking also with the elderly people what they think, so that we don't assume.
Definitely.
On our own.
No, we are going to do that.
It's a research
question. Of course, we will ask as many people as we
Because in Kalanga, you know, we have this Ngali thing.
Mm.
If you go to the Vumbu people, they would also help with the Ndalamas, the differences. Whether they have different names or it's just general name Ndalama.
Ndalama is just beads.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just beads.
But that's useful.
So that we know whether they were differentiating them, the waste ones. Or...
Probably, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But also, you know, if people disagree, that's also fine.
Yeah,
we record that. Somebody says it's this, somebody says it's that. We record both those things and maybe at some future date.
That's what I'm saying. Historians are very clever. They'll say there's this tradition that says this and this so that they are on the safe side.
Like the man yesterday at Matsu.
These are so good.
Mm. Who's just saying that some people think this, some people think that. That's fine. That's also fine. This one, I think, is also done as Kalanga.
But it's very nice. I think I would love to have that for the exhibition.
What?
She's saying we'd love that for the exhibition.
The thing is that we are looking at these objects, but eventually we are going to be choosing.
You need to choose.
So that when they bring, they know what they are bringing.
Kalanga women.
Because they can bring everything.
Or apron.
So I think you also need time, maybe just on your own, just double skin to go through skin and see which ones to select. I also open my system and also then we can,
So if when we're going through, you see, you think, this is lovely. Because it's going to be difficult to choose.
But also that belt, which is multi-purpose, the belt, and then I think it's a unique innovation.
That one, actually, the one that was copied from this one.
Well, it had an interesting story when Scobie talked about it. But again...
You could even just find someone coming up with so much information about it.
But it might be as well the more we...
But it's also maybe more like the pictures. One of Willoughby's pictures is of the men going to war in Matabele land. So they're not wearing skins, they're wearing...
But trust the free men, you can imagine that they might have... I'm sure he will tell us a few things.
Sorry?
In Palapi. That
all... Yeah, I can give you...
Fantastic.
Hey, fantastic, no. I'm saying...
What about Lata?
Hey, get some. I can't get 1 month and get a car one and go one more.
No, we listen and then we see what to take. So like people will tell you a lot of chaff, but then there's 2-3 things you pick and you leave the rest.
Okay.
What's the Kalanga for this skirt?
Unfortunately, some of this stuff I was not born into the age.
Sure,
so even when I saw some, when I was born, these were no longer like in use. So even when I saw some in Brighton, I was thinking, but is this from the Kalanga? Hey, but the documentation was saying Kalanga.
But what do you call the skirt that the dancers use when you appeal to Mwali?
I think they have the black skirt.
What is it called?
I really don't even know. But that one
I
know.
Are you sure you are Kalanga?
Hey, but I grew up with it. Next to the Vumbu people. The Vumbu was the priest.
But then you should know what is
I was young and I was just enjoying the dance. But I'm convinced that the elderly people that I know around that area will give us the information. They will tell us.
Nice.
This is also very nice.
It's very nice.
Is it a bag made of a small bag
for a baby girl?
Baby girls.
So maybe
they also have one that in the forest with the mothers collecting. She will also be a. But not baby.
Yes.
It's really nice.
It's just called a bag.
Yeah.
Can we have
And it would be nice to select it and then get a picture where there's a girl using. I mean, wearing the
because,
same.
Because most of the women's attire didn't have safe pockets.
Oh yes.
Most of the women's attire didn't have safe pockets. If you've seen those two pieces, the front and the back, I don't know what you're going to call them. They didn't have any pockets.
Yeah.
So people were, in a way, forced to have such small bags. Especially later in the time when money was introduced. I remember even. In later years, when I was a kid, my grandmother would have a small bag where she would put her coins, which would have around her neck, or use a safety pin and pin it into her dress inside, here.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's where she would always keep that small pouch.
Looking, considering these are glass beads, could this have been from from a wealthy family? Okay. What they could afford.
If it is Basara, there was no one who was more wealthy than the other. Basara was just unless if it's from the Bantu, that's where we could have royal and rich.
But anyway, it's
a thing. I wish with ethnic group, is there any?
Okay, what's a bag in Setswana?
What's a bag in Setswana?
Crazy.
The
information
call it kids.
KG.
E.
E.
T S I.
E.
E.
No, my spelling is bad when it comes to Setswana. I'll spell it in the Kalanga way.
Okay, what's Kalanga? Because if they also had those.
Well, I can tell you conclusively that this the cultural group that was assigned to this is African. So we can be certain about that at least.
Then it's cool.
Bag is a bit vague too.
African bag.
That's a suitcase. But maybe it's a purse.
Yeah.
Ikwama, barikwama.
So khuma.
It's a khuma, but barikwama changu. Ikwama.
Sikwama is a purse.
Yes,
Sikwama is a purse. Sikwama but Kalanga is kwama.
Yeah, and I think it's even right to call this Sikwama than the proper name. People would call it like a pocket.
But Sikwama will do than
Okay, so not Kretz.
No, we'll keep on verifying.
Okay, but at the moment you're going with
Sikwama. You start off somewhere and then people will correct you and say, no, but this is...
With a G? S-E-G?
Sikwama. S-E-K-G. But we wouldn't mind having this one again for the exhibition, isn't it?
But there's another one that you this one's one. Also...
Wow. Yeah, that's colorful.
But these were innovative designs, like something of the modern, eh?
Which one do you like best?
Well, we don't have to, we don't have to establish everything today, Jo. They haven't even seen them all.
Okay.
I don't want
to... But is there a limit to say, for the exhibition, this is the number that...
The limit is not so much a specific number. The limit is how much we can afford... to pack. Mm-hmm. So we have to think about it in terms of
space,
crates, in terms of...
Good people, let me tell you about this job at the museum.
Okay.
So it's a problem, it is an issue.
Let me tell you about the job at the museum. There's the Samora Machel Museum in Lubatse. Mm-hmm. The Mozambican government has been doing the structures almost like... And then the Botswana government has decided to help with 3 million to go towards the development of storyline and exhibition design and installation. And the tender for that, storyline, exhibition and installation, has been floated. I think Anderson is in the Gazette. Maybe just get Gazette and let's check. So people are busy positioning themselves, building up teams in order to bid. I was talking to my director about it this morning. So any experts, researchers, historians, you could consider that. No, but we want both Mozambicans, because I can say Mozambican project, Botswana and even South Africans.
So it's open to
Zimbabweans, really. So I'm just trying to promote it so that people, if Scope is registered, his team will do. Now we'll get in as an unknown somebody. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, that is what is on, and I think it's really open.
So Botswana government is going to put in a 3 million.
You know how our government is like.
But that we are worried because these Mozambicans, they don't have money. It's just been.
And what about us regional museums?
You got 32. You got 30 something million.
Where?
You know, the money that has been allocated
to the Mozambican.
Yeah, to the regional museum.
You're going to be given 5.
But they're going to give you 5. Maybe it's division.
If it ever... No. That will be all.
We are not even going to get that money. It's going to be money for tenderpreneurs. For your brothers and sisters who are shining in Gaborone to make tenders and get this money.
And develop everything for us.
I don't know. That's what I was saying to you.
Don't spoil my morning. Let's go back to what we're doing.
Yes. Okay. Please. We were discussing how much...
how much
the number.
And I was gonna say, probably we should also consider our exhibition space here.
The space.
Maybe that might be a determining factor.
And also, Rachel should also, and Helen should also be in a better position to help.
Yeah,
when they're from the museum.
They've got the details.
They've got the details.
As well, whether you want to think, because you were talking earlier about storylines, whether you want to start with the storyline and then think about the objects, or start with the objects and then, exactly. And that's obviously up to you guys as a team.
Maybe storyline, because the objects feed into the themes that you've developed, but which are part of the storyline.
This is all stuff we can think about over the next couple of weeks, and you may already have ideas, I don't know. So, anyway, sorry.
No, you are very right.
Yeah.
So what does this...
Is it an apron?
Which is... It looks like a front skirt.
It says apron belt.
Again, not a thing.
A beaded apron or loin ornament made for Tswana boy, it says.
It was really nice. Maybe for a royal boy.
G-A.
It would be too small for a headband.
I think it's also for the girl. For the girl, the front. Front. Okay, let's listen to it.
This is beadwork for a doll's dress.
Doll?
So what I've got, I seem to... Beadwork made of a fringed band of beads sewn to a hide band having button and hole. Bead band of blue beads with zigzag pattern in white beads and a fringe of blue beads. Accession register describes it as a doll's dress. So it sounds like even in Brighton they're a bit dubious about the dolls.
But you think this... What was the...
It's quite
small.
Going back to that time and... thinking of how rare these glass beads were.
Were they rare?
Yeah, they were very, very rare. Mm. And who would give them to like, to kids and dolls?
Oh. Huh? No, kids are even better, dolls. They were so many, so
no.
They were not well even in trade.
Maybe it was a special dolls. You know, the ones used for healing.
Maybe. A special doll, yeah, you can say that again.
So you're going to call this Sebahala?
I think we're all eager.
It's interesting to think as well if these things were rare and valuable.
Mm.
How was Willoughby collecting them? Was he paying? I mean, why were people selling them to him or giving them to him? Because we don't know that.
Yeah,
it's just interesting to think why people give away valuable things sometimes.
Maybe he gave something of the... I think.
So what is this one here?
For busy pay necklace.
Looks nice.
What?
Native women's necklace.
Native.
So what? Is this 25?
I think... Whether copper or glass or what, there was a lot of trading also during that time. It doesn't indicate which ethnic group.
Glass beads, yeah.
How used to be the ethnic group?
A native.
Like a native is just, they would call anyone Zambia native.
It says that in the Tswana land country.
Okay.
South Africa.
So what's Tswana for a necklace?
We still say Sebaha.
Sebaha.
And yeah.
Sebaha. You could even give this to a woman as a sign of your love. Even if before proposal, just giving it to her shows that this is what you feel.
Oh, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
This should be a headband of some sort. I'm not sure. What does it say? 24.
It looked like something that is for spiritual, for ceremonial.
It says necklace again, but
for somebody.
It's okay. Oh yeah, no, yeah.
It doesn't, you know, we.
Yeah, can. It can easily be, like.
Maybe Scobie. It looks like something that could be tied around the head, but for Sangoma or something.
That's why I'm saying. People to try and look more attractive and beautiful.
Because, you know, Willoughby was very much interested.
It goes back to beads being rare. Instead of having a whole thing made out of beads, you make these little triangles and then attach them to...
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that Willoughby was very much interested in divinations and other things.
Mm-hmm.
The traditional way of doing things. This one looks more like something that goes around the head for someone who is...
Wow, what key? That the same pattern.
Oh, but this one with beads.
That's lovely, that one.
You see, this one could afford the beads, so they went with beads up. And here, they didn't have money to buy all the beads. They used leather, but it's still the same.
But it was nice
design.
Same design.
But Scobie, is this for the waist? Is it for the neck or for the head?
They're only
what
about.
Do they say? Necklace.
They say necklace,
yeah.
But this doesn't mean they're right. But also, they're only about 50 and 44 centimeters long, so they're too small for the waist.
Mm.
15 centimeters.
50.
Oh, 50.
Yeah, which you could do go that with,
or could go.
So it could be here really or.
It could be
the head, because they also still used things for the head.
The headband, no, can necklace.
Is there what to that?
Mm.
That's some.
That's the part of the decoration.
Chain of some sort made out of metal.
Part of the decoration.
Somebody picked it up and added to.
That funny bit there.
It's a chain, metal chain. Wow.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
But if it was around the head, you could meme that you could do that.
Maybe so.
You saw this one?
Yeah.
Well, you saw all of these from here. I've seen that one.
Charm. Uh-huh.
The charm, hey?
It says necklace or charm. Necklace made from a length of leather strap threaded with large hexagonal
beads.
Dark blue beads and four large elephant eye ornaments. These ornaments are made from discs of elephant hide decorated on the top surface with seven circles of red beads and six of white beads.
Mm-hmm.
This woman's necklace was also worn as a charm by elephant hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm curious to know where that information's come from.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's on the original historic document.
What do you think?
I don't know, but it sounds like he asked questions. Oh, it came from somebody with information. Because it would make you think of an elephant eye, and our people always connect things, you know.
Mm.
Beadwork that looks like an elephant eye. If I want to go out and see elephant eye, I must have elephant eyes.
Let's communicate. She wants to do some tea.
Yeah, we are preparing a cup of tea. So can we have like here, or should we just
go outside in the garden? That's what she wants to know.
I don't mind.
Because we have books here, we can just leave things here and.
Okay.
But isn't
it, I don't mind. We're in your hands.
This talk of an elephant eye, Scopie, in the museum from the museum sent. And as I say, I might ask Rachel if she knows where that information has come from. Is an elephant eye a symbol? Is that like a cross means something? Is an elephant eye something that people talk about? Because an elephant's eyes are quite small. I mean, they're not the most noticeable feature on an elephant.
But have you seen the vendor of Makazi in Muvango? They wear this, most especially the royals, I don't know, something like this around here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the ladies. Because they also indicate that's for women. Mm-hmm. So I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
In the Kalanga culture, they have... Papisa, what do you call it in English? That's a proverb, bucket.
But what can it be?
They'll say, it's so dark, it's like people are eating the eye of an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and then there's very deep meaning. You didn't even want to know. No, it's really dark. No. It's like people are eating the eye of an elephant. That's the Kalanga. And yet this eye of an elephant, they are referring to something that is so far away. And I've said that in not knowing Gurutumuruhan. What a lie. I find grown-ups in a hut, the traditional hut, and I say, oh, it's so dark, it's like people are eating. Because I always hear people saying that, and I didn't know it
you
was...
You say it and you don't know.
Hey, and there's a very deep meaning, and I don't even know vulgar.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay.
To them, the eye of an elephant, they were referring to something else.
I see.
It's dark and people are eating this eye.
Things that Botswana do in darkness, and then deny to be doing or engaging on it, Botswana. But this, hey, this is the reverse. Eh?
That's the back. So, yeah, they've come out of order.
Oh, okay.
But yes, that's so you can
so
see
this
how
is the elephant, nice. Elephant hide. You can
yeah.
see that.
Yeah. Hide. So maybe that's where the elephant comes in.
Mm.
Oh, I see. Have you?
But I'm just believing that it's symbolic. It could be used for like charm, like we're saying.
So, this is from the Willoughby papers.
No. Mm-hmm.
So some of these, we don't know which object they relate to, but there's notes on the curiositas of the box. They have some of these things that we've been talking about. But there's this one here. Leitlo Latlo. One is a neck ornament by a man who is...
Yeah, Leitlo Latlo, that's the eye of an elephant, yes.
Mm. So that's maybe...
One as a neck ornament by men who...
Hunt.
Okay.
The hunter wears one for each elephant he has killed.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So we don't know what...
Oh, that's exciting.
Whether
yeah,
that,
no,
what
it,
it could
might,
be.
It might make some...
Yeah, it might be this, huh?
Yeah, it might make a little sense in that elephant hunting was profitable. You kill an elephant, you sell the ivory, you get money to go and buy cattle, which was some form of wealth amongst us. And the more elephants you have killed, if you are like adorned with that, people will know who you are.
It was not an easy task.
Oh, people died, eh?
No, it's very dangerous. But elephant meat, is that? Can you eat elephant?
Yeah, some people eat
people
it.
People do.
I know you don't eat any meat.
But it's not like common meat that you...
No, but because of, obviously you kill for the tusks, but then you have a huge...
I think people up north, they would eat.
I mean, if you're hungry, you can
eat. It's such a big thing, but I've heard people talk about skinning of the elephant, that people even have to go inside.
Yeah, inside the carcass.
To remove the heart and other things.
This is the young woman's loincloth, maybe one of the ones that we were looking at. So it has got the terms for all of these things.
What did they call it?
So the thongs to tie around the
your
waist.
We're still using that. And what is this?
Foreleg of the sheep's neck.
And number four?
Skin of the sheep's tail, which is left on for ornament.
Okay.
But I don't know if this, we don't know what this relates to. We don't know if it's... If it's the same description.
I can't remember seeing one that looked like that.
That yeah, that's the
problem. Because it's a little odd. Either, this would be either here or down here.
Yeah. So maybe this one is in Cape Town.
Easily.
But it says it's... But this is like you were saying. It's worn only by girls who have menstruated. So it's older.
Because for me in Cape Town...
They have not passed through there.
Yeah.
In Cape Town... The letters that I read.
So then you see, he tells you this is where the information's coming from, this Ramashwana.
Okay.
This man that he refers to as his mentor.
Okay.
I don't know if...
But do you think if Ramashwana was a Musutu, he would have been here in Botswana and even knowing objects from Botswana?
He was one of the early mission converts and was then at Molepolole.
Could there's Ramashwanas in Molepolole? And Power also told me there are Ramashwanas in Kanye. Because now I want to believe that Ramashwana was in Botswana. But there's also mention of Ramashwana being a convert at Kuruman or something.
Yes. There is this man. Yeah, no, maybe you can ask him. What's his name? Seis again. He was, I think he used to work for Sosia. What is that guy's name? The guy working at the harbor, his grandfather went with the Kama in Willoughby to England. Was it the Seisa or stuff? Naruto Kokunu.
Oh, Seisa, eh?
It could be
Seisa. Give a guy here. Yeah, that's what he's like.
Who is the Seisa who got to Kahiti?
I never.
Musadi wa American Embassy. Never Liko Ungamilen.
Yeah, not that one. Not that one.
Baba Nemba Mokoro.
Usule.
Ora Mohazana.
Eh, Moe, what's in our way?
Eh, Nelly
Seisa.
Makolo.
Eh, now Makolo.
Agree with Monaco and Mr. Makolo.
Nyane bile wa mokoro dikitse the person died kana kwa mokoro
akitse na maina akiba to ikhola ka
mina ha ho ke bogolo golo go because that man kana they died immediately ba sna ne ba re ha tshwandi ene ka 27
eh
ba sna o
tswa ora ena ke le wa le ona dira dikhangelo ora
net laone sagaitso
ora sagaitso
ora maybe I'm thinking of laone sagaitso ke tsore mongwe wa batho ba mazebe makolo husband.
So guys, tea.
Oh,
but then the
is it ready?
Okay.
Up there, yeah. And these are.
This is the piece of
tea. Lovely tea. Yeah.
That's okay.
Put down my hair. But I wanna come and see Anna.
What are you doing?
You look coffee here, let's see tea. I'm going to have tea.
That's exciting.
Hey, it's a fun night.
Look at this thing.
Maybe I will leave it.
It's very exciting. But we haven't got all of the printouts of the...
one if you say it's general, yeah. You expect it to be
both.
But our coffee is...
No, you're printing everything.
And none of us want to tea anything.
I will leave it.
Okay, guys, tea is ready. Maybe we step out.
Yeah. After Mirtana,
let's go. Yeah. Shall I stop this now? As it's officially tea break.